You're listening to SBS News.
The New South Wales government will tip an additional $1 billion over the next 2 years into bushfire management and recovery after an unprecedented fire season in which almost 2,000 homes have been razed. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the new funding is in addition to $231 million already committed and will prioritise infrastructure repair and help stimulate fire-affected New South Wales communities.
I've had conversations with the Prime Minister, as the Treasurer has had with his counterpart, Treasurer Frydenberg, to confirm financial arrangements moving forward. And we're pleased to say that as a result of those initial discussions, it's been determined that the federal government's contribution, our share of the $2 billion, will go towards direct payments to those directly impacted, whether it's individuals or businesses or local councils. And the states, the New South Wales government, will focus on rebuilding the communities on that infrastructure, which has either been damaged, destroyed, or needs improvement.
In New South Wales, fire crews will take advantage of cooler conditions across the state as they battle to control several blazes ahead of forecast worsening conditions. Rural Fire Services spokesman James Morris says crews will work on backburning as much as they can and will strengthen fire containment lines ahead of increased temperatures on Friday. Yoruba Dela Shire Council, which covers the South Coast region, advised residents to relocate ahead of Friday's forecast hot conditions. The Rural Fire Service's Ben Shepherd says the situation is frustrating.
So we haven't been able to set fires to try and control the fires. It's definitely taken the sting out of the significant fire, but look, over the next 24 to 48 hours, we will start to see things heat up again as we move towards Friday, where we are likely to see bad fire weather settle across the state once again.
In Victoria, calm and mild weather conditions on Thursday will give way to extreme fire danger on Friday, and authorities are urging people to prepare for danger. The Bureau of Meteorology has issued an extreme fire danger warning for the north of the state on Friday, with a severe warning for the Mallee and northeast districts. Temperatures nearing 40 degrees Celsius are forecast in some areas on Friday, along with northerly winds ahead of a change in the afternoon. Luke Hegarty from the Country Fire Authority has told the ABC the conditions are likely to be challenging for firefighters.
The fires that we've got in the northeast and in East Gippsland are larger than they were the last time we went through a day like this, and we know that the reason that they're larger is that we saw those very strong winds lead to significant fire growth. So that's a concern for us, that we could see a repeat of that scenario in the east and the northeast. I think it's also that we're now in, early January, and we could have a threat of fire in other parts of the state. Although the fire danger ratings aren't as high in some parts of the state, tomorrow, we do know that we could be challenged by new fires across the state.
In South Australia on Kangaroo Island, hot weather today has sparked fears a major blaze will jump containment lines and surge a second time. The fire has already destroyed 160,000 hectares, including most of the famed Flinders Chase National Park, prompting the evacuation of the town of Yvonne Bay on the south coast. There are also concerns about a new fire in the Adelaide Hills. Internationally, many have expressed concern about the devastating impact of the bushfires. In the Vatican City, Pope Francis says he is with Australia as the country tackles its bushfires. During an unscripted address, the Pope asked for prayers to help victims of the fires.
Fra voi c'è un gruppo dell'Australia.
Among you, there is a group from Australia. I'd like to ask for you all to pray to the Lord to help the people at this difficult moment with these powerful fires. I'm close to the Australian people.
Tanto forte. E sono vicino al popolo dell'Australia.
20 people, more than 6,200 livestock, and millions of wild animals have died in the bushfires since July. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News. We'll be right back.